You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Aotearoa Justice Watch is a new initiative designed to allow individuals that have experienced the prison system to tell their stories of, like, human rights abuse. The initiative has been driven by various independent organizations such as Just Speak and Amnesty International as a response to the harms caused in the current criminal justice space. I spoke with Amnesty New Zealand campaign director Lisa Woods about the initiative to learn more about its potential use. What is Justice Watch, the platform, about? Where did it all come from?
So Aotearoa Justice Watch is a collaboration between People Against Prisons Aotearoa, Just Speak, and Amnesty International Aotearoa New Zealand. And the reason for creating it really was because there was a whole lot of organisations who were hearing really concerning reports that was happening across the policing and criminal justice system. And this is really important to know in terms of being able to get that wider structural change. And so we thought what would be useful is if there was something that could begin to bring this information together so that everyone that's advocating for change could have an idea about what is going on really, and because knowing what is happening on the ground is critical to being able to get that bigger change. And we went in over a year, talked to many different people about it, had several hui asking, do you think this would be useful? Would this help with the mahi that people are doing in this area? And very much the response came back saying that would be incredibly useful because transparency about what's happening can be really hard, particularly in these types of spaces. So something that can help to bring to light and shine a spotlight on what's actually happening on the ground would be incredibly useful.
Why are people feeling underrepresented when talking about their experiences with the prison system and policing?
Well, you know, take, for example, the prison system. So there are a long list of examples highlighting the failure and inequities when it comes to the complaints system. And this includes complaints not being actioned, people having to submit multiple complaints before they get a response, people being discouraged from making a complaint. So clearly there are issues with the complaint system. And one of the things with Aotearoa Justice Watch is this isn't about a complaints body, so we're not seeking to replicate the complaint systems that already exist, but rather create a system whereby people can submit any concern that they have. That might be something they've experienced, something they've seen, something that they've heard about. And this is a way for us to collect a picture of what's happening and then use that to fight for that broader structural change that we know are needed across these systems.
How would this especially benefit the most vulnerable in the police system?
Yeah, well, look, we know there are really serious issues that are happening, and one of the things that is a really powerful way in order to get that change is that direct information about what people are experiencing. So we can take that as part of advocacy campaigns and use that to try and get bigger structural change. The big thing with Aotearoa Justice Watch is that it's anonymous, so people can submit their stories and their experiences, and we wouldn't use anyone's name, but rather would use the collection of information to say, like, these are the types of issues that we're seeing, and that's why we need change. We know with criminal justice issues and issues across the policing system, you know, changes may be happening in these areas, but sometimes it's all too slow, and it's not the big structural changes that we need to see. So one of the things that organisations are doing all over the country is really just keeping on that persistence, saying that we know things are happening in the system that are serious, that shouldn't be happening, but have been happening for a while, and we're not seeing change quick enough. So we keep on pushing and pushing and pushing, and it's this information about what's happening on the ground that really helps get that change that we need to see.
Aside from, like, the work with Amnesty, what is it, and Just Speak and others, have you guys tried to work with the government to get any additional support?
Yeah, we're always talking to government and saying, like, this is what we need to see. You need to make these big changes immediately. One of the things, you know, I would say with the criminal justice, in the criminal justice space, is that the government, you know, several years ago when they came to power did say that they want to see major change across this area. So really we're wanting to hold them to account by that. And we know sometimes it really takes that groundswell of public pressure and public support to get that major change. But you know what, we do see major change happen. So it's just about keeping on pushing. And this is why programs such as Aotearoa Justice Watch, where we can really hear what's going on and use that to really show decisions decision makers, this is how serious the issue is and you need to take it seriously.
What has been the challenges or resistances, whether that be policy-based or public-based, that the idea of Justice Watch has faced?
Yeah, look, I think one of the biggest challenges, particularly in the criminal justice system, is one, is I think people, there isn't always a widespread understanding of the seriousness of the issues that are happening there. You know, everyone should be living a life of dignity with full respect, and we know that's not always happening in the criminal justice area. And so really broadening out information and knowledge about what's happening in order to build that groundswell of pressure is really important.
Are there any additional programs being considered that will work in tandem with the Justice Watch?
At the moment, the organisation's focused on, there's a huge focus on collaboration across the sector, which is really exciting. And that's been going on for some time. I think that will continue. So I think, you know, what's happening is there's lots of people have been doing this mahi for so many years, and I think people are just continuing at it, continue to work together to see the opportunities to join efforts in order to, you know, build and build and build, as I said, that pressure for change.
Since launching the Aotearoa Justice Watch, what sort of stories have you already been starting to hear about?
Well, since we've only just launched, there's only been a few things through, but for an example of something that's come through is about issues with the complaint system, which we know is really serious, and we do know that the government is reviewing the complaint system, which is very much needed, but we also know that there have been multiple reviews of the complaint system, and we haven't seen the major change that needs to be seen. So it's definitely one area that here at Amnesty we're really keeping an eye on and wanting to ensure that with this review that has happened, it actually results in that major change that's needed.
The new Justice Minister has been announced. Have you guys had any conversations, or do you plan to have any conversations with Kerry Allen about expanding the program?
Well, at the moment, the important thing about this is it's a community-run independent program. So it doesn't have any government funding or anything like that. It's been developed from non-governmental organisations within the community, and I think that's where that independence is really important. But we certainly will definitely be looking to have a meeting with the Minister to talk about the sorts of issues we're seeing, because what we really want from the Minister and from government is action on these issues.
That was Amnesty New Zealand campaign director Lisa Woods discussing the Aotearoa Just Watch platform and how it works to express the lived experience of prisoners.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.